as we've been emphasising at the regional forum meetings, that we need to continue to invest in the team that we have, invest in the new extension of the service in the different areas in Ishawn, for example, the extension of longer hours of an ambulance service in that area, and indeed the new investment in Stranorlar and Stranorlar Lifford and in Donegal Town as well. It's very important, and hopefully now with the rollout of the Pathfinder from the 3rd of April, that we can try and get more people seen at home as opposed to taking them in an ambulance to the hospital in Letterkenny, if that can be avoided. And I know some work is ongoing in this area, but it's important that we continue to invest and ensure that the teams get the proper infrastructure that's needed.
The Pathfinder is potentially a game changer, because if that can be brought to bear, it means people can be treated for non-emergency situations in their own homes, away from the hospital, and anything that's going to take the pressure off the ED has got to be welcomed.
Absolutely, and it's something I'm really looking forward to seeing how that works. And I think everyone has a role to play here, and I think we need to work collectively to try and make sure that as many people are kept out of the hospital system as possible. That there'll be some people of the opinion that maybe the people are going to the hospital unnecessary, and maybe if we can work together as a team to try and see if this can be rolled out, to see that people can get more home care, more home supports, and Pathfinder might do that.
Another issue that you have highlighted, as have your Donegal colleagues on the Regional Health Forum, is the fact that there's been times we've seen ambulances literally queuing outside the emergency department for multiple hours, just trying to discharge their patients and unable to do so. Now, we're told there's now been an ambulance liaison officer employed within the hospital whose specific job is to try to ease back on that. Now, if that can be addressed, if that can be tackled, that too is going to be important, because it's going to free up vehicles.
There's absolutely no doubt about that, and it must be a terrible situation for some of the patients that has to sit for hours on end as well, and indeed for the ambulance personnel as well. And this has been a serious problem in the past, where ambulances found themselves delayed for maybe 12 to 15 hours at the A&E in Letterkenny. So I think, to be fair, to want to acknowledge the amount of work that has happened behind the scenes to try and rectify some of these issues, and hopefully try and find solutions towards going forward.